middle of the week already, and so hope your day is off to a good, great start. A great, good start.
I want to tell you guys about something I really think is fantastic, but legally I have to watch what I say.
Oh, no, okay. Sam.
So why don't
it's
we broadcast
a divorce
it?
Thing.
Exactly. No, nothing to do with divorce. One of my children is running for a class office
right
at their school. How about that for vagueness?
But you can't.
The reason I can't do say so much is because there's a poster involved. I can't show you the poster because would get them disqualified.
Sure.
And there's a video, this is why I'm running and da-da-da. This is what I promise and this is how I'm going to. And I can't share the video because that would get them disqualified.
Why would it be? You can't campaign for your own children?
Good. You shouldn't.
Wait.
Just
help
like
me.
You're not supposed to sell Girl Scout cookies.
Help me to
for
understand
kids.
This.
It would be undue influence if I were to go on my personal Facebook or use this platform to say,
it's
vote for
blank.
Well, I mean, I agree with
blank.
That. The radio might be a little overkill.
I told my child, I got it in the bag. No. Can't do it, Dad.
So, but I didn't realize that. I never thought about it that way.
I don't know if it's all schools, but it's this school.
I think that's wonderful.
They can't use their own social media to promote themselves?
Sure she can.
I didn't
say
she.
I'm sure they can't.
Way to go, Jody. Hey, doesn't Sam have only one daughter? Yes, he sure does.
Look, I'm in agreement with this. How many times have kids done this way before in other situations and circumstances where they got up there with a poster that you know mom helped make or something like that? It's like teachers especially can spot. They know your kid. If you're doing their work, especially for a campaign, it's obvious.
Yeah, and this child,
adult game.
He or she designed their own poster, had their own poster printed up. Smart, though, because they didn't, do the marks a lot and have to do 15 of them. They just did one and took it to a printer.
Nice.
Yeah. Smart.
Clever.
And so anyway, the reason I bring it up is I just want to say I'm very proud of this person.
This kid.
For doing this, because this isn't like this person to go out and do that.
Just
put themselves
out
there and
that's
be
good.
Forefront.
Yeah. It's so. Character cool. building. So you know what? I'm going to have to share with you because I got into a really nasty campaign in the fifth grade. But I can tell you about that later in the show.
Oh, okay? Next, did you?
Okay. I did. It got brutal.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your first Hollywood Outsider.
Coming up next, though, I can't wait to hear all the names that you came up with for our new dragon. We're going to share them from our social media. You know, we love hearing from you, so join us anytime, 877-310-4MSJ, or hit us up online.
Social Media Connect.
Jody, you asked about naming that new dragon you have, the dragon statue. What do you call it, a statue? Figurine?
It's a figure. It's a dragon figurine that's pretty big from Murphy's dad's home that was in your grandmother's home.
It belonged to my grandmother, right.
Is it made of jade? Because it looks jade-ish.
It looks the color jade, but I would say it's concrete, like stone. Mm. It's heavy.
I think it is. Stone. And look, here's the thing. You know, Sam suggested, I'll look at the bottom of it and see where it came from.
Are you made in China?
I actually don't know the story of this thing, but it's got felt on the bottom.
Oh.
So you can't see
So it's authentic.
Well, one of the toes on the right side of the feet
is broken.
It's broken, so it's like a white toe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got some names for you here.
Okay.
Deanna says, you're a Game of Thrones junkie.
Yes.
You don't need help naming this dragon.
I thought of Drogon immediately.
Yeah.
But I thought that's too obvious. I don't know if it's Drogon. Nobody else in my family can appreciate if we've got Drogon in the living room.
Yeah.
I love it. I dig it. But Murphy's going to forget the name.
Annette has a good one. And this is the one I kind of like. Mushu from Mulan.
Dragon. Not lizard. I don't do that tongue thing.
Especially since it's Eddie
Mushu.
Murphy.
I know. I love it.
Alicia, and we had a couple of these. Alicia said the first name that comes to mind is Falcor from the Never-Ending Story.
I'm a luck dragon. My name is Falcor.
I guess it matters the most what dragon means something to you.
Yeah, right.
Mm.
We can go all the way back, April says, to Pete's dragon with Elliot.
Now, Elliot, we want the people of Passamaquoddy to like us.
Right.
Stephanie says Mystical Dane or Dane's son.
After Dane, right. Mm-hmm. Well, the only thing about that, Murph, Dane the dragon does sound good. But
it sounds like we're naming him after my dad, then.
But we already have that big peace lily that also came from his home that I call Dane every time I pass by it and touch it, I say Dane. So I really do appreciate all of the, suggestions. When something comes into our home that has a face, I always name it.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking Heidi after your grandmother.
After my grandmother?
The dragon? Heidi the dragon? No, you don't like that?
Oh, come on. You're missing the obvious.
The magic dragon.
That's right.
That's
yeah,
okay.
This is tough.
Thank you for hitting us up. We love to hear from you.
Coming up next.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Yeah, Tom Cruise still not done proving to the world that he might as well just have been a stuntman. Next.
Trending now. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Tom Cruise proving to the world again. He's such an adrenaline junkie, okay? The new Mission Impossible movie. It's going to feature the most dangerous stunt he's ever done to date.
Really?
It all worked out. There are pictures of it floating online.
What
like
is
still
it?
Pictures. Well, first of all, you understand he's already done stuff like he held his breath underwater for 6 minutes recently.
What, did he strapped to the wing of a plane for a while?
He was. He hung off the side of a plane, and then he piloted a helicopter. I think he did some of the flying for the Top Gun movie, which I'm ready for.
He also busted his knee in one of those movies, jumping from roof to roof.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
so what was the big
the new one? The biggest one is where he has to ride a motorcycle off of a cliff while a helicopter hovers above. And apparently there are plenty of things that could have gone wrong. Like if the wind
just a few, huh?
If the wind would have been too strong, it would have blown him off the ramp. The chute could have gotten caught in the bike or in the I don't.
There was a parachute.
Well, of course. Oh, okay. It's Tom Cruise.
All right. I didn't know if he like jumped off the bike and grabbed the helicopter.
The studio wants to save his life because what other person's going to do this?
Yeah.
Anyhow,
but it's tough to get insurance when they know that stunt's coming, huh?
There are pictures floating around social media of him in midair doing it, and it's really him because guess what? He's Hollywood's original adrenaline junkie.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Yeah, there's a reason I never ran for political office after the fifth grade. Big scandal, I'll tell you.
Tell you
all about it next.
So Sam has someone in the family running for a school office.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
One of your family members.
It can't be disclosed, though.
It
because
can't be specific because I could get them disqualified.
And you don't want to do undue influence. Right,
right,
exactly.
Parents should not get as involved as to in campaign politics. For sure.
Okay. Yeah. And you know what? That reminds me of a little incident I ran into in the fifth grade, which was my first experience with politics, just so you know. And my parents actually didn't help me with any of it, just so you know, back then. I made my own poster.
One poster?
Posters.
Okay,
yeah.
good, Murphy.
And I even...
Murphy, he's our man.
I even proved to my elementary brethren that I was willing to participate, so I had already made up little paper student council dues or due. And the reason I did that is because I was running for treasurer.
Oh.
So you were making them pay before you were even in office.
Well, yeah, I just was, demonstrating by action, even as a 10-year-old.
I
was trying to lead the right way.
You probably were natural. There, when you put groups of people together, even kids, natural leaders emerge.
So
they do.
But, it became, just a really nasty, smear fest. Kind of like a lot of, political, campaigns.
Like most fifth grade races.
Right, exactly. And so apparently the person who was running against me for treasurer, I don't know. It was another guy.
Okay.
The word was spreading that I was in the lead. I was kind of like, the guy with the,
a shoe-in.
And I was not a big extrovert, just so that but I was, leading with the popular vote, at least as the discussion in the bathrooms were going.
God.
And
informal polls.
How did you not lose a fifth grade audience with the way you talked? Okay. Go ahead.
But anyway, so my opponent wound up resorting to ripping my posters down. And throwing them in the mud.
Wow.
And,
mudslinging.
It was my first hard lesson because I retaliated by ripping his poster down. So we both got called to the principal's office.
Oh, wow.
And we had to have a reset.
Who won the election?
I did.
How'd you pull that off?
I don't know. I think I must have ripped down more posters. I'm just kidding. No.
Coming up next.
Sam has music news.
Yes, we can play a game. Which current Grammy-winning number one selling pop artist was supposed to be named Pirate when she was born?
Ooh.
Sam's Music News.
All right, kids, the question is, which current Grammy-winning number one selling pop artist was supposed to be named Pirate when she was born?
Pirate?
Pink.
Pirate. Arrgh!
Yeah, Pink? Don't know.
Yeah, it would be Billie Eilish.
Whoa.
She's got a new audiobook out called Billie Eilish in Her Own Words. By the way, her second album's about to drop, too, Happier Than Ever.
Do you guys see the Vogue covers?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It just shows you what a transformation a person can make.
See, I haven't seen that yet. I guess I need to check that out.
It's just, she's so glammed up, and it's unexpected because it's her, because she's not glammed. Yeah. She's not
about
that.
Blonde wig and everything.
Yeah. I like glam.
You know, her brother is Phineas O'Connell. He's the one who's helped her write songs, produced everything. They record everything in his childhood bedroom.
Right.
Well, apparently when he was 4 and she was about to be born, he was going through a pirate phase.
Yes.
And he convinced the mom and dad, let's call her pirate. And so they said, okay, sure. But right before she was born, her grandfather died. Her grandfather's name was William. So therefore, Billy.
I like it.
So her real name is Billy Eilish Pirate Baird O'Connell.
That's cool.
Is it really?
Sweet.
Wow. She does have pirate in her name somewhere.
Man, that's too cool. Remember when Phoebe begged us to change her name to Rocky? That was when she was 3.
I forgot about that.
She was so mad about Phoebe, and she wanted to be Rocky. And I thought, you are Rocky.
Yeah. After the boxer or the squirrel?
Pretty sure the boxer. That's my girl.
Today's show has announced their big summer music series, the 2021 City Music Series, taking place in Rockefeller Plaza. Mm-hmm. Plaza. Yeah. It kicks off this week with Blake Shelton.
Some beach.
Yeah, baby. Wait.
Somewhere.
Big names on it too: Maroon 5, Coldplay, Dan and Shay, Zach Brown Band, Little Big Town, a whole bunch of folks all summer long every Friday.
Loving it. I love those concerts. It's really one of the coolest things they ever brought the world. Mm-hmm. The morning show.
And pretty soon you'll have a chance to lick Paul McCartney.
What does that mean?
The Royal Mail is having is putting out a set of Paul McCartney postage stamps to honor him.
Postage stamps. Okay.
I guess it's really sticky, not licking.
No, you don't lick it anymore.
It's not like the 70s anymore.
Yeah.
12
it.
Stamps coming out May 28th. The Beatles already have a set, but Paul is getting his own set. And those are like, these aren't like collectors. These are official stamps you can use to mail stuff.
I would totally use them.
In Britain.
Got it.
Coming up, Sam is the food dude.
Yeah, I got to introduce you to this new line of dangerous sandwiches at Subway.
Subscribe to the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast today, and that way you'll never miss a thing, as crazy and busy as life gets, and you'll also get to enjoy a daily episode of Murphy, Sam & Jody after the show.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Apparently, there is an issue with this new line of sandwiches they have at Subway called Fresh Melts.
Okay. What's the issue?
The issue is
sounds good to me.
It sounds delicious.
The NAASF has a problem with it. The North American Association of Subway Franchisees.
Okay.
It's a real thing. I didn't make that one up. I know it sounds like it. Here at the NAASF, the Fresh Melts have a triple portion of cheese that's grilled to perfection. And some of the franchisees are saying it's becoming a risk to employees getting burned and damaging their toasters.
Ouch.
And by toasters, I mean the actual appliance.
The big.
Oh, that little convection oven thingy?
Yeah, that thing they put.
Would you
like yours toasted?
And they put it in and hit a button and it comes out.
So too much cheese.
Too much cheese.
Man. Well, you got to protect the employees.
Yeah, you have to do that. You know, it find a better way, though, because there's no such thing as too much cheese.
Exactly. It's just like saying there's too much bacon.
Right.
No such thing.
Weird. Okay.
Good deal for graduates this week at Krispy Kreme. On Thursday, if you're graduating high school or college, you can get a free graduate dozen. Here's the catch. You have to show up in your cap and gown.
Oh, that's fun. Still.
So how many people you think are going to clearly be too old to be in a cap and gown to get a box of donuts, right?
Sir, we've seen you already 3 times today. McDonald's running their $1 deal right now. This is a limited time only. If you buy a Big Mac, Quarter Pounder, Filet of Fish, or a 10-piece Chicken McNugget, at the regular price, you get one or the other, the same thing for a dollar.
That's kind of cool.
Okay.
We should go to lunch, Murph.
Okay. You got it.
Oh, here's the deal, too. If you do it on Friday, because, you know, Friday, if you use the app to get fries, it's free Friday.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. If you get the McDonald's app, you can get a free order of fries
on
Friday.
I don't put fast food apps on my phone.
You don't know what you're missing, Jody.
You know what I'm missing.
Friday, you can get a sandwich for $1 and free fries.
Okay.
Just telling you how to work.
No, we're doing Friday, everybody.
Work the system, that's all. And speaking of McDonald's, they're doing something to help President Biden raise COVID awareness on their McCafe coffee cups. Starting in July, there's going to be a little the vaccines.gov on there and a little message like, hey, be sure to get yourself vaccinated.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can go to there and find out where the new... By July, most of us will be vaccinated.
Well, that's the goal.
The ones who want to be.
If you want herd immunity, you got to get a...
You've heard of immunity?
Yeah.
Anyway, it'll be on the McCafe cups and also little stickers they put on the delivered food.
Thank you.
For your McCovid production.
Food, dude. Mm-hmm.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood Outsider.
Coming up next, though, Rebecca has the solution if your dog is overweight, but you still want to love them up with some treats. You know, we love to hear from you, so jump in with us anytime, 877-3104-MSJ.
What's going on, Rebecca?
I was calling about the overweight dog, and I might have a solution.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's that?
My son's girlfriend had a dog that was very overweight, and they changed his food, and the dog lost a substantial amount of weight.
Right.
So my dog just went to the vet and same problem. Mm-hmm. So I've changed the food. I was worried that she wouldn't like the new food. Sure. She loves it.
You know why? And she probably just wants a change. I think about that every time I feed my dogs. I'm like, every day for your life, you eat this same bowl.
The same bowl of rocks.
I mean, yeah. So you're on a lower calorie food, but to your dog, it's like a brand new day.
I guess so, but she loves it, and so it hasn't been an issue. And instead of the normal treats, we give her a little carrot, and she likes it.
Yeah. My champ likes bananas.
Now the hard part, convincing my mom.
Yeah.
Change the food, but also don't put any gravy or cheese on it.
Yeah, good luck with that, Ms. Judy.
It's the food. It's the heel science diet. It's like weight management or something.
Yeah. And for dogs, the diet food is just clearly on the label because they don't. Yeah.
Hill Science Diet for fat dogs.
You don't have to fool them.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rebecca. Yeah, so this was because of, you know, Sam's mom has a 55-pound
Chiweenie.
Yeah, 55?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's too big. Yeah, that's too big for a Chiweenie.
It is interesting to me, though, that when it's like the science diet and the more premium, more expensive foods makes you then really wonder if that's the healthy food for them. What exactly are they eating the rest of the time, right?
Yeah.
You know?
What do you mean?
Meaning what's in the bag, you know what
well,
I mean?
Well, yeah, I mean, if it's just... You know,
it's, none of it is extremely cheap, but, you know, the specialty foods are a lot more expensive.
Definitely.
Yeah, I don't really want to know, but I love the fact that there are specialty foods. Remember Chevy, our dog Chevy, who had a huge itching problem, and we had to feed him only salmon-based foods?
I do remember that.
And had to make sure that the meat was the first ingredient. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's legit.
Oh, it's definitely legit. Yeah.
I just don't know what's in the cheap food.
You threw him a bowl of the wrong food, and he was itching for 24 hours.
Thank you again, Rebecca. 877-310-4MSJ.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
I promise I've got more Bennifer for you in next hour's Hollywood Outsider. You know, I can't stay away from it. First of all, though, Broadway is back. Tickets are already on sale for 3 big Broadway shows that will happen in September. You can buy tickets now if you plan a trip in the fall. Lion King is going to be back on the stage. Wicked. And your favorite, Sam, Hamilton. New York City. When that debuted on Disney Plus and you watched it, be honest, how many times did you watch it?
Probably a dozen.
That many, really?
Well, me a couple times and with the kids. I had to show everybody who came over. Watch this. It's great.
I didn't have to watch it. I saw it, but I didn't have to watch it because you walked in here every day singing it. I couldn't get away from it through you.
Well, the songs are great. I couldn't get enough for like 3 months, constant.
Careful to know how addictive it is. Yeah. But, you know, if you're planning a big trip, Broadway's back in September. That's a big deal in entertainment. Also, another big show, Grey's Anatomy. We heard it's coming back. A lot of the major players coming back for at least one more season. Patrick Dempsey showed up. George O'Malley, also known as T.R. Knight. But one actress who says she will not come back, even though they keep asking her, is Sandra Oh.
What I said I didn't mean. You mean offering to
Christina Yang.
Yeah.
She says she's moved on. It was like 7 years ago. She loves that she keeps getting asked.
Yeah.
She has other projects, including Killing Eve.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Get to go to a very special high school graduation next week. I didn't think it would happen, and it's for one of my own kids.
Yay.
Yeah, I told you earlier I got one kid who's running for office.
Yes, he did, Sam.
At their school. Well, I've got another one who is graduating from high school next week.
Right.
Oh.
Jackson, and a crazy year.
It's been a very difficult year this year.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed at many points, wondering if this would actually take place.
Yeah.
And it is.
Taylor had the same thing last year. She graduated high school, and we didn't know if we were going to have a ceremony.
Oh, well, no, I don't mean mean if there's a ceremony. Yeah. I mean, is he going to graduate?
Yeah. Well, that, okay.
Yes. I followed you, actually, Sam. I was following along.
I'm sorry.
But there is, it is going to take place at the football stadium.
Yay.
And on the field with the child, you can have three other people. So it's me and mom. Mm-hmm. Stepdad, and then Jackson's little sister.
Wow, okay. You got one more than me and Jody got.
Yeah, again, that was a COVID thing.
Oh, it was, of course, it had just started that last year.
Yeah, I think this is COVID, semi-COVID
it
related.
More
but
relaxed.
The rest of the family, whoever wants to come, no tickets needed, sit in the stands and fill them up and yada, yada, yada.
Very good.
So yeah. I am so...
You're relieved?
Yeah, it's like when Sammy and Will graduated...
Yes,
it's one of those things where you knew they were going to graduate.
Yeah.
It's good to see you got some positive thinking going here, Sam.
Look, a lot of kids have a lot of struggles.
If Jack is listening to this, he goes, well, thanks, Dad. But
He knows what the year has been like.
Yeah. And the fact that he's done virtual school pretty much the whole year.
Yes.
Through the trials and tribulations that he's had to deal with that I'm not going to get into here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I even told him that. I was like, look, when these other kids graduate, and if anybody gives you, you know what, at graduation, you know, be proud of yourself. You're getting the same degree that they're getting, the diploma, and you've had to do a heck of a lot more.
Right.
The whole year, coming from behind. It's almost like the little football stories.
Oh, yeah.
He's been behind,
Rudy.
Behind the eight ball and coming from behind all year long.
Yeah.
And down to the wire. Here's another one. and he's going to make it.
Do you get emotional at graduation, Sam? Will you be emotional?
This one I might, just because of what's been going on.
It's an accomplishment.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I didn't even get emotional at my own graduation. It was just like, yeah!
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
The party. Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations, Jackson.
3 things you need to know today.
Number 1, gasoline panic buying is underway and causing some major shortages, mainly in the Southeast. And experts are saying it's unwarranted panic buying, but it's still happening. There was that huge pipeline that was hit by a cyber attack over the weekend. That pipeline, the Colonial Pipeline, they say that they're working diligently to get it back by the end of the week. So
right.
You don't really need to panic buy, and prices are going through the roof, but people are still doing it, with gas stations having like lines for miles.
Well, since it was a cyber attack, like the engineer around here always says, try rebooting
it. Yeah. All right, number 2, it's International Nurses Day, celebrated worldwide because today is the birthday of Florence Nightingale. But know this, nursing ranks as the most honest and ethical profession in the U.S. It always does.
Yeah.
It's like at the top of the list. And here's the other thing to know about nurses. They spend most of their days on their feet, most of their shift on their feet, walking an equivalent of 4 to 5 miles every shift.
Man.
No wonder they need comfy shoes.
And Crocs.
Love to nurses, not just today, but all the time. And number 3, tonight, the NFL giving us a special event, the Schedule Release 21 show.
Yeah.
They're going to announce and unveil all 17 games for all 32 teams for the upcoming season. You can watch it for free. It streams on the NFL Network, on the CBS Sports Network. Look for it.
That's 32 things to know today.
Coming up, Jody is serving on a board. Her title is Icebreaker. Find out what that means next.
You guys remember I'm on that super serious board. I'm a board member.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, I'm the least serious board member there is, and that's apparently for a reason. They put me there for that reason.
I think you sell yourself
for
short.
Color.
You're a perfect fit for a board member. You're that bright, shiny light that a board needs.
Okay.
Energy.
Thanks.
Positivity.
Okay. Anyway, it's a very serious foundation.
Yeah.
And they asked me to be a part of it. It's the school where Phoebe goes.
Yeah.
There's a whole separate foundation.
How did that happen? They just called you up one day and said, hey, look, we would love to have you on the board.
Yes. They called me up and said, we would like for you to be the one of the parent reps.
Yeah. They have a handful of parents that are members
two.
Of the board.
Just two. Parent chairs. I'm one of them.
Mm.
So, in getting to know me, they realize that I'm not this super serious person that some of them are.
Yeah.
And so they asked me the last time we had, you guys remember this, but they asked me to do it at the beginning of the meeting.
Want to play a game?
Yes. They've asked me to be the icebreaker for warming up the group.
Is this new?
Well, I did it last time, remember?
Oh, okay.
Remember I told you? You forgot.
No, I remember. I do remember the story. I just didn't know that you adopted the role officially.
So as the icebreaker, we're going to go around the table, and you can either tell me your favorite love story movie of all time, or you can tell me, I can't remember what else.
We're going to play Truth or Dare.
And they what ended up happening is they did both. So it took a really long time to open the meeting because everybody did two stories. So I've learned that this time when the meeting's today.
Yeah.
Later this afternoon, I'm opening the meeting again because they texted me, making sure you're going to join us. And will you please ice break the meeting again?
Oh,
I found something to do with you.
Yeah, they did. So anyway, I'm only going to give one choice. And here's what I thought I would do. To me, this is a good icebreaker. This is a foundation for a high school to get us started, to reintroduce yourself to everyone. Because we only get together every once in a great while.
Right.
It's a reintroduce yourself. Reintroduce yourself and tell us your most embarrassing day of high school. Everybody gets to tell a story about their, you know, most embarrassing day of high school. It'll be lovely. That's what we're going to do today. It's a good icebreaker.
Huh.
Cracks them right open.
What was yours?
Oh, see, I haven't even thought of mine yet. And guess what? Since I lead it, they don't remember to come back to me.
Smart.
I usually don't tell the story.
It's a great idea, but that's a tricky question because you really have to stop and go, oh my God, I don't know.
What just happened to me.
Yeah.
So I need to think about it. You're right.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll tweak it.
Some icebreaker you are.
You belong on the board, Murphy. I don't.
Right. Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood outsider.
Coming up next, though, Sam, who everybody wants you to choose if Murphy and I were to get divorced. And we will clear up those Murphy and Jody divorce rumors next. You know we love to connect with you on social media.
Direct message us on Facebook.
Okay, Sam, do you want to know who everybody wants you to choose if Murphy and I were to get divorced? This came up because of
a very weird question.
Out of a discussion about Bill and Melinda Gates.
Yeah.
Which we are not. And they everybody, even Bill's family, like being on her side. And it's like, you shouldn't have to choose
every
sides.
Every day that goes past, there's more stories coming out about him.
Weird.
Man, he is wild, apparently.
Yeah.
Really?
I never would have thought that.
Really?
Yeah.
Based on what? Endless amounts of money and freedom? Of course. He can do what he wants to do. And so often men in power do.
Computer nerd at heart.
Well, didn't he have a friend for a long time that they once a year met?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He had that?
Yeah.
Wow. She had a computer nerd too.
At the little beach house.
Anyway, okay. Either way, you know what? You know what? We brought it up because
maybe he was trying to reboot a relationship.
Did he get the spinning circle? Yes. Anyway, listen, we were just talking about how, you know, you shouldn't have to hopefully, you know, choose when we have friends that divorce, if you're friends with both. But it sometimes happens that way and sometimes it does not.
Yeah. And then it was just a big if Murphy and Jody were to get divorced.
Right.
Who would I choose?
What would you? It was your big question mark.
Yeah.
First of all, you wouldn't have to choose. I would think.
Why?
I would think that we would always remain friends.
It's obvious it's Murphy.
Probably, but I wouldn't want to lose your friendship, you wouldn't want to lose mine.
Nah, and I did know Sam first, so
I know you did.
The thing is, would this even still exist if y'all got divorced?
What do you mean this?
The show
Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
See, yes, this is the
or
question.
Would it be back to Murphy and Sam?
Now we're back to the same conversation we were having the other day, which was already making
Murphy
me uncomfortable.
I'm sorry. Do you want to know what everybody wants to know?
Yes.
What everybody thinks? Tanya says, I feel like there would be joint custody of Sam.
Great.
A lot of joint custodies. Throw the whole couple away. I kid, keep them both. This is from Kristen. Melinda says, you stay friends and they give you respect by not putting you in the middle. That's nice. Andrea says, I'm not taking part in this terrible conversation.
Right.
Shelley says, it will never happen, but 60% Murphy, 40% to Jody.
Really? Okay. So the scales are tipped in my favor,
and
I see.
Tabitha says, I'm sorry, Beth says, I think it's a package deal. They get divorced, Jody gets rid of both of you.
Oh, there you go.
It's not happening. It was a hypothetical.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks.
And it's that kind of hypothetical that only Sam can come up with.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
You know I'm going to keep you updated on this because you know I love J-Lo and Ben together. And I'm talking about Bennifer 2.0, Ben Affleck. I told you yesterday.
Are they being called Bennifer 2.0?
In the
media. Is that yours?
No, that's right, as if. I don't do that.
It makes sense.
Anyway, listen, you know I love her, and I always thought they would end up back together at some point, even if it just burns brightly and then burns out, because it was so unfinished business. She broke up with him right before they were supposed to get married. It was hot the whole way.
You sound a bit obsessed.
I like her. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
So I didn't, I just did, I never felt it for A-Rod. And okay, so I'm going to bring you up to date. The news today is this, a couple things. A-Rod is apparently very upset and shocked. And when somebody asked him, stuck a microphone in his face yesterday and said, you know, what do you think about Jennifer's recent vacation? And he said, go Yankees. That's a smart thing to say.
Yeah.
Just brush it off and keep going. Apparently he was still, he's upset because he's been still trying to get in touch with her.
Right.
And she's like, no, I'm
ghosting
done.
Him?
I'm done. She's kind of ghosting him. The other thing to know is that the trip they took to Big Sky, Montana was Ben's idea.
Mm-hmm.
He picked her up and said, let's just get away together. He had been writing to her, letters to her, since she was filming that movie in the Dominican Republic. So mm-hmm. Ben has been on it. And the other thing is that his buddy Matt Damon, when asked about it, he says he'd love it because he loves them both.
Always love to hear from you. And however you want to reach us on social media, you can do it that way. You can text or call 877-310-4MSJ. And on occasion, you know, I mean, there are a lot of calls coming in at once. We might miss you, but you can always leave us a message.
Never miss a call. Murphy, Sam, and Jody, 24-hour voicemail.
Hi there. Casey here. I've called lots of times to talk to you guys. You guys are awesome, and I love you.
Thank you.
I was calling with some insight on the divorce topic. I do not have any friends, actually, that have gotten divorced and that had to navigate any of that. But I am a child of divorce, not once, mm-hmm. not twice, but three times.
Wow.
And so I have quite a bit of experience, and my experience has shown me that no divorce is the same.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are, unfortunately, very nasty, and you cannot remain friends with people afterwards, and other times they are super amicable and everyone remains friends and close and still gets together for family events and functions. Friends, daughters, children, you know, sisters, brothers, everybody. So that's my insight on divorce. None of the same. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can still be friends, other times doesn't work out that way.
Yeah.
Hope you guys have a great day.
Thanks. Thank you for the voicemail, Casey. I mean, I agree with that. It's kind of where the chips fall. You know what I mean? Every circumstance is different.
It's how the divorce comes down and how everyone experiences it
mm-hmm.
depends on how well you'll go forward after. She said something that resonated with me, child of divorce. I'm a child of divorce, too. And I remember after my parents divorced, I was a teenager when they divorced.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew what was going on, but I was still a child through it. That's what I felt. I still felt like, oh my gosh, my whole world is changing because that's changing. But I was old enough to understand it. And I remember telling my mother within that same year, because she was feeling so bad about what we were going through as kids. And I told her, I said, at least understand that I'm watching this happen, and at least I realize that life is not a Cinderella story. There are good things that can be taken from it too.
Sure.
And I understand that things are breakable sometimes, and that, you know, I was probably like role reversing her a little bit. I didn't need to be doing that, but I did.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for leaving that voicemail. We'd love to hear from you. 877-310-4MSJ. You know, one of my favorite things in the world is when we get to try new chips when Sam brings in. I mean, I brought some in, too, recently.
Part of Sam's responsibility is the food dude. But, yes. Yeah, you brought the last batch.
I did. I love potato chips. Let's just be honest. Kind of a weakness.
Yeah,
and too. When they come out with new combo flavors, we always try them. And rarely does one work for me that well. You know, it's because the classics work for me, being honest. Anything cheesy works for me. But the latest one that bags we bought were jerk chicken, which I did not like that one.
I like it. I'm good with it.
Please like brush your teeth. Yeah. And then the other one was chili mango. And I like that because it's kind of spicy with a hint of some sort of zing tanginess. Like mango. You thought it was pineapple-ish.
Tastes pineapple, yeah.
I realized while we were knocking that one out, because that one's gone, I ate a good bit of those. I have a friend who eats fresh mangoes all the time, and she told me to sprinkle chili powder on it the next time I eat them.
Hmm.
And she eats them that way, and that it's really good.
So really?
That's why that flavor exists.